All right, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about something that's a very, very common issue nowadays. I'm told that one of the people who has made out best based on the from the corona pandemic is Jeff Bezos, that Amazon's business has just been unbelievably, it was always good, and now it's really good because everybody's ordering everything to be delivered to their house. And obviously, you know, the Frum community is very, very involved in Amazon deliveries. I actually just got an email from someone, from a Frum guy who works in an Amazon fulfillment center, and discussing if you know that fulfillments are being done on Shabbos and things like that. So let's talk a little bit about Amazon and Shabbos, not about the fulfillment center. I don't think that's the shaila of more interest to us. Of more interest to us, I think, is the inyan of packages that get delivered on Shabbos. It's kimat every single Shabbos. You walk through any Frum neighborhood, you will see a pile of Amazon packages on multiple doorsteps. I realize in Israel it may not be this way yet, but that's the metzius as it is. As it is here in the United States. So there are really three different issues. First issue is are you even allowed to make an order that's going to be delivered on Shabbos? We're not really going to get into that because it's really not such a problem, because they're not, if they were more reliable about the two-day delivery, then it might be a problem that you're ordering it for Shabbos. But they're not super reliable about that. Sometimes it even comes quicker. Sometimes it comes one day later. Most often it comes a little slower. So if you're not ordering it specifically to be delivered on Shabbos, you don't really have much of a shaila in terms of just having something being delivered on Shabbos. That's not really the issue. The two issues are really mukta, and both in terms of, is the package itself mukta? Am I allowed to move it at all? And am I allowed to use the item that's inside that package? Let's say you know that the item inside the package is a particular item of clothing. It's a pair of shoes that that Dafka, you know, your wife says, this is the shoes that go with the outfit that I want to wear to whatever, to the Simcha today. So is she allowed to, and it came on Friday night, so is she allowed to, if you figure out a way to open up the package, is she allowed to use that? Or if you know that the item is an expensive item, and there's such a thing called Amazon pirates, where people come to people's doorsteps and they just take their Amazon packages from the doorsteps, so it's a security issue. You don't want to lose the packages. Are you allowed to bring them inside? So just a metzius, there are two types of orders that are facilitated through Amazon. There are third-party sellers whose sales are fulfilled through Amazon, and there are orders that are direct sales by Amazon. Orders from third-party sellers are routed to Amazon, which takes a cut of those sales. But most orders go through Amazon's warehouses, which are all over the place. And they're stocked. They use very fancy algorithms to predict what types of quantities of products they need in any given location to service that region properly. Then Amazon routes the order to the nearest fulfillment center, and a picker locates that product from their warehouse. So then it's packed, and they put it in a delivery truck, and they ship it out. The entire process might take minutes from when you click till it's in a truck. They have an unbelievably efficient system. So now, let's get to the, given that metzius, that's how things work, and it's all done, mostly done, not all, mostly done on a regional basis. So most of the time, if you're in the New York area and you're ordering an Amazon package, realize that item started Shabbos in the general vicinity of where you live. It probably started somewhere in New York. So there's a sugya in Beitza Daf Chavdal and Beis where the Mishnah tells us that a Nachri Shevi Doron Liyashal B'Yom Tov. If a Nachri brings something to a Jew on Yom Tov, so if he brings something that's Yesh Me Osamin B'Mechubar, that it's an item that's, let's say, is a fresh picked fruit from a tree, you have to assume that he picked that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's going to be Aser because it's Mutzah, because when Shabbos and Yom Tov started, it was still Mechubar LaKarka. But if in Ein Ba Osamin B'Mechubar, he didn't do a Malacha to pick it because it's not something that grows on a tree, so then B'Toch Tchum mutter, you can use it if it's betocha tchum, but if it came from outside the tchum, then it's going to be aser. So if he brings it for me, what does it mean it's going to be aser? I can't use it, but my neighbor, who was not brought for, can use it. So most of the New York area, even over the Williamsburg Bridge and bridges, most of the New York area is considered within the tchum most of the time. So Rashi explains, what's the reason that chutz l'tchum aser? So first he says, I don't understand why it would be muktzah for one person, not the other. So he explains, the reason is because isur tchumen drabanan lo achmru kulehai. Since the isur tchumen drabanan, and all he did is he violated isur drabanan on my behalf, so they were only machmir, that it's going to be muktzah for me, but it's not going to be muktzah for anybody else. The Rashba writes that the reason it's usur is not because you're getting hana'ah from his malacha. That's not the issue. The issue is gzeira shema yomer lo havei, that you might come to ask him again in the future to bring it to you on Shabbos. And the Rashba adds that if it was brought from outside the tchum, you can't move it beyond four amos if there's no eruv, because it was konesh shvisa wherever it was. The Mishnah Brura says that this gezeira only applies if you know the delivery person and you might come to ask him again in the future. Now, even if you hold that tchum Shabbos is d'oraisa, the Ran quotes Ramban that tchum Shabbos is not shava b'kol, because what's outside of one guy's tchum is inside of another guy's tchum. So it makes sense that even though I can't use it, it's still possible somebody else can, because that's the whole very nature of the isra of tchum, that tchum is a subjective isra. What's in my tchum is not in his tchum, what's in his tchum is not in my tchum. So it's a subjective isra by nature, and therefore it's not so strange to say that if a guy brought something for me from outside the tchum, I can't use it, but my neighbor is allowed to use it. The question is, who's me and who's my neighbor? Meaning, are my children me, or are my children somebody else? Are my guests? Are my guests me, or are my guests somebody else? So your family, the poskim say, your family is definitely considered like you. The Beis Yosef has two deos about guests, and he says, no, guests are like your neighbor. So if something was delivered from outside the tchum, dafka, for me, I'm not allowed to use it on Shabbos. It's muktzah for me on Shabbos, but for my guests, they're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Mishabur and Simin Shin Zayin, Sivkat Nun Vav, based on a comment of the Rush of Maseches Beitza, paskins that the fact that they came from outside the tchum does not, by definition, make them muktzah, because again, it's only muktzah for the one who was brought from. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Yom Tov and Simin Tav Kuf Tesvav, that even though you're not allowed to benefit from something that was brought to you from outside the tchum, it's not necessarily muktzah because another Jew can benefit from it. So it may be muktzah for me in the sense that I'm not allowed to use it, but it's not actually muktzah. I just can't use it, but someone else is allowed to use it. So when you get an Amazon package, let's say on Friday night, there's zero shayla. You know that it was within your tchum when Shabbos started, and therefore you don't have this issue of something being brought from outside the tchum. If it comes on Shabbos day, then you can't be quite as certain that it was in the tchum Shabbos when Shabbos started, but it's at least a suffix that it might have been in the Tchum Shabbos. And Tosus writes that a suffix chutz l'tchum is mutter. That if it's a suffix, whether it was inside the Tchum is mutter. You could argue, no, but this is a suffix that's efshar levarer, because you could just go and track your package right before Shabbos and see where it is. Nah, maybe, but then you would have to know a lot about Tchumei Shabbos also, meaning that they'll give you some vague location, but it's not necessarily going to tell you enough to be able to determine whether it's in the tchum. So poskim say that if you were aware that you had a package that was going to be delivered, you did track your package, and you knew that it was going to be delivered, and you knew it had your shoes in it or a sefer that you want to use it then l'chora you are allowed to even use it on Shabbos because it came from inside the tchum, and that wouldn't be a problem. If you didn't think of it, it didn't occur to you that it might come, then there's some machlokas haposkim, whether we say that since it wasn't in front of you, you didn't think of it as yours yet because it hasn't arrived, so maybe that would be muktzah, but at the very least the post can write in mochem biado of someone who wants to be makel even in such a case. Most of the time if you order something, you know that there's a possibility it's going to arrive, so if it was brought to you from within the tchum and you could figure out a way to open the package in a non-usser way, you totally destroy the packaging or something like that, you could use that which is in the package. If the item is a muktzah item, so you could treat it like any other muktzah item. I mean, let's say the item that you ordered is electronics or something like that. So what's the halacha by any other muktzah item that's sitting on your doorstep? Are you allowed to pick it up and move it inside? So you're certainly not allowed to pick it up and move it inside. If it's something that you're just moving to protect it, that's what we call mecham letzel. You're allowed to move a klisha melachta l'iser l'tzarech kufa. You're allowed to move a klisha melachta l'iser l'tzarech mekomo. But if you're just just moving it, mechamel itzel, that is not good enough. It's not that you need the space on your porch, nor that you're going to use the item, because you can't use your brand new iPad that you ordered, or laptop, or whatever that you ordered on Shabbos. So you're only moving it, mechamel itzel. So you can't move it normally. The question is, can you kick it? Can you? I wouldn't kick your laptop too hard, but can you drag it inside with your foot? So that's machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish. Who says what? Exactly who you think says what. The Mishnah Brura is Mekel, and the Chazon Ish is Machmer in this issue. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Yod Aleph, Sifkat and Lamed is Mekel. The Chazon Ish reads a rush in the third paragraph of Masech Shabbos as only allowing indirect movement of straw with your body. Tiltul Begufo means like your body, but not your hands or not even kicking. He says kicking is a very clear, detectable movement that's meant to clearly move an item. You're moving with your body just means like you happen to be lying on a bed, and that evens out the straw that's underneath you that makes up your mattress. So that's not obvious that you're trying to even it out. So Chazon Ish says that any clear, direct, overt motion that's meant to move something is going to be a problem, and that includes kicking. Even the Chazon Ish, however, agrees that if you just happen to be walking and you kick it as you walk, sometimes you accidentally kick things as you walk, but it's in the natural motion of your walking, that would be mutter. I think the Minhag Olam is to be maker like the Mishnah Brura anyway. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchus are certainly passing that way in Perachav Beis, like the Mishnah Brura. So if that's the case, it turns out as follows. Here are our Halach L'maisa, our Shailas that we started with. Right, the package comes on Shabbos. So let's say you know what's inside that package, and you know that it is a non-mukta item that's inside that package. So since we have the right to assume it came from within the Tchum, Me'ikradin, not only can you pick it up with your hands and bring it inside your house, probably Me'ikradin, you could destroy the packaging and when opening it, not opening it in the normal way, destroying the packaging, and even use that which is inside of it as well, especially particularly if you knew that it was coming. You knew to expect it on Shabbos. If, however, it's a mukta item that's in the package, then probably it would be samech on the Mishnah Brura to allow you to kick it inside, but not to pick it up by hand to bring it inside. Is there room to be machmer? Yeah, there's room to be machmer, because you don't know that something came from outside the tchum, so there's room to be machmer on the first shayla, that maybe you can't use it, because maybe it came from outside the tchum, but even if you're going to be machmer in that shayla, it's only for you, but your neighbors are allowed to use it. They're allowed to, someone who was not brought for is allowed to use it. There's room to be machmer in the second shayla, if you want to hold like the Chazon Ish, that you're not allowed to kick things. So there's room to be machmir in both shaylas, and some suggest just be machmir in this whole inyan, because what do we do, whatever's coming in Shabbos, do we need it that desperately that we need to start ripping open packages? It's asking for trouble. You're going to start ripping open Amazon, but oh, I thought it was my shoes, but it turns out it was my laptop, and then you violated Shabbos. You know, so especially if people don't generally order one thing, you know, we do so much of our shopping online that whenever something comes, it's like, I know not in our house, whenever I see something on the doorstep, what is it, right? We have no idea what it is, because we have, Kainahara, seven people living in the house. It could be anything. It could be ordered by anybody, so we don't always know. So it's probably best to just leave it there till after Shabbos, or to kick it inside till after Shabbos, and not to start messing around with the packages and opening them up on Shabbos. Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Right, one question.